Well, Frank Tekeli, welcome back to Texas.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah. We know you have a little bit of history with being at Trinity, and we know we followed your success with all these wonderful band and orchestral chamber works. I thought we'd start out and talk a little bit about being here at TLU, and how's it to come in, and the band's been rehearsing already, but now you're going to come in and polish some things. You guys are doing seven works?
Seven of my works, yes.
Oh, man. Is so it sort of like being a superstar? Because, I mean, occasionally we'll have an all Beethoven work, but he can't show up. You know, he can't come up for a Beethoven 9, but here they have Frank Tekeli here for it.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And, you know, I don't know what the experience will be yet. That's part of the excitement. I'd have no idea till I get there on the podium, and then we see where we are and see what kind of interpretations they have, you know, they've sort of forged. That's an interesting thing, because every place I go, the preparation took place before I arrived, and that preparation is controlled by that conductor, and so I'm already stepping into someone else's interpretation, and then I, from there, shape it a little bit towards my own direction. So it's actually kind of fun and exciting.
Oh, yeah. And then I would imagine we always have a lot of excitement around a premiere, but then that second performance, that third performance, you know, to have pieces like Blue Shades that, you know, probably gets done quite a bit.
That would be a 1,000-second performance fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, really. You know, but it's got to be, I know it's got to add excitement to the kids, but it's probably pretty fun to come in and not have to worry about, you know, is the note correct in the second bass clarinet part or whatnot. That, you know, that sort of thing. And you can work on the interpretation.
It is nice to just come in and they already know the music and we can just take it from there and get actually behind the notes. They've already got the notes, so we do the far more rewarding and enjoyable aspect of getting behind the notes to the deeper meanings and intent and the intentions that I have, the intentions that lie behind the notes I wrote on the page.
Yeah. Is it inspiring to work with young people like this? Because I know, you know, you're there at SC teaching composition and whatnot, but the idea that, you know, these are, you know, kids that are excited about music.
Absolutely. And I'm working with two different groups here. One of the groups is actually, I think, mostly non-music majors even. And so you know they're there only because they want to be there. There's no it's not a required ensemble credit for them. They're just doing it for the love of music. And yes, they're not going to be as polished as the top group, but I enjoy that equally, just as much working with those, you know, those kinds of students as well, who are there just for the love of music.
Yeah. Are there times that you look back and think, oh, when I was at Michigan and Ravelli, or, you know, that Howard Hansen or whoever, are there sort of experiences that you're now sort of passing on, this, like, these kids are going to be like, oh, man, Frank Tekeli was here. I worked with him. Are there that sort of chain of events that have sort of happened?
Yeah, I guess the older I get, the more I think about that aspect of carrying on a torch, because I had such great, inspiring teachers myself at Michigan. You're mentioning a couple of them there. And Robert Reynolds, H. Robert Reynolds, who's now our colleague at USC, ironically. My former mentor is now my colleague and still teaching me as a colleague. And so, yes, I mean, it's an important part of what we do. We are not only living our lives as musicians, but we are sharing that with younger musicians and sort of paving the way for the younger musicians. And I think that's a privilege, and it's a responsibility.
Yeah. I guess I'd end talking about the sort of local things of asking, what would you tell potential audience members from San Antonio or Seguin, or if they come down from Austin or New Braunfels, what to expect? Can you describe your music and tell them, you know, because sometimes, oh, new music, oh, no, you know, but, you know, I think this is something that I think people will really enjoy and be able to get through the composer's eyes and ears, sort of.
Yes. Well, it's a pretty diverse collection of works here. The Wind Ensemble's doing a piece, my work, Blue Shades, but they're also performing a set of Korean folk songs from Jeju Island, Korea, that I just finished, Ink Still Wet. So a set of these Korean folk songs, right there with something very Western like Blue Shades. And then there's Apollo Unleashed, which is this sort of blazing finale of my second symphony that also makes use of a Bach chorale as the lyrical second theme. And then there's an American Elegy, which is in memory of those kids at Columbine High School. So it's pretty diverse. It's a diverse collection of works.
So it's something that there's probably a little bit for everyone. If you want something that you might tap your toe to, or something that might be a little more reflective, there's probably something for everyone on this program.
I think so. I hope so. I mean, we certainly didn't plan it that way, but just thinking about these seven works, there is a pretty wide breadth of musical styles and expressions in these seven works.
Yeah.
So yeah, there probably will be something for everyone. Like Texas weather, just wait around. It'll change.
And after this, you're off to Austin?
That's right. This is sort of a double trip. After I spend 2 days here at Texas Lutheran University, and then on Saturday morning I go to Austin at University of Texas, a guest of Rob Carnahan's, who's conducting the wind ensemble there, and he's doing these songs, chamber songs that I wrote for soprano and 18 players. They're pretty new as well. I wrote them for Alan McMurray, director of bands at University of Colorado Boulder. They've only had a few performances. Very excited about going to this particular performance with Jennifer Bird as a soprano. She is on the faculty at Colorado University. He's invited her down to sing them. And so that should be a lot of fun. It's four songs based on poems by four contemporary American poets. And I just love these songs. They're still new to me, so it's like a new friend that I'm still getting to know and really enjoy hanging out with.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to us today.
My pleasure.